You're doing a fine job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So what's your name, sir?
My name's Russ Kierstad.
Okay, you're Russ. Yeah. Now, you're on the committee, are you?
Yes, I'm supposed to be the official photographer.
Okay, for the Vancouver yeah. Island branch.
Yes.
Nice. So you're getting some good photographs?
Absolutely, excellent. I'm sure I've probably got a good 1,000 photographs on here by now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, there'll be some that'll be deleted, but there's a lot of memories going to be displayed from these photographs, because mostly we get a call from Toronto for the Powderhorn or the Rifleman, which is two of our magazines that are distributed to all the ex-Queen's Own, and so they're constantly requesting photographs for because everyone wants to know what is happening, and those who can't be here have a chance to see what did happen. It's been enjoyable, really enjoyable.
So were you involved in the planning over the last couple of years?
Yes. Yeah, right from day one, actually.
Right.
Yeah, because of the fact that it took a good year to put it all together, really. But I have to basically commend Mr. Petz, because he has done a fantastic job, really fantastic.
It's a lot of work, especially having a royal come, and I think he had to do minute by minute planning for her.
Yes.
And then to deal with changes at the last minute.
Yeah, unfortunately, because when I heard that about the volcanic ash, I immediately emailed Herb, and I said, Herb, we need an alternative. And he said, it's under control.
throughout the weekend, were you all sort of nervous?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Because we didn't know which way it was going to go. Unfortunately, it turned out very well, considering.
Well, yes, that's right. And hopefully she can still make the Toronto event.
Yeah, well, it's still a possibility. I hope she does.
And can you tell me about your history with the Queen's Own?
I don't really have too much of a history, because I only spent 7 years with the unit. But in 1957, I joined and left for Germany immediately, and ended up in the accounts office. And I also went to night school while I was there to learn to speak, read and write the language, which was German, and ended up getting an extension of 3 years because of the fact that they needed personnel to go out and deal with the public, and I was fortunate enough to get that job.
Because of your language skills.
Because of the fact that I had learned to speak the language. Yeah, so it was quite exciting. But then I came back to Victoria, and of course fell in love with Victoria and took my release.
And it's quite a strong association, the Vancouver Island branch of the Queen's Own.
Yes, it is. It is very strong. I think that we're probably one of the strongest across Canada, because I think we have over 270 some members. I think it's about 276 members total. That's a lot. I don't know. I heard that Toronto only has about 37, so I don't know how much truth is there, but at the same time, we are very strong, and it's unfortunately we're losing members, as you probably are aware, but because we're all in our 70s and 80s now, we're getting close, so needless to say, But it is a strong association, and we've got some good backbone, which is excellent. And unfortunately, we lost Jim Carroll, which he was the glue. But we still got a good bunch of guys that are holding it together, and as long as they remain strong, we'll continue to enlist. Because we do have people out there who are Queen's Own who live here that are not members of the association, so we're also looking, so we're canvassing. Yeah.
Good. Looks like we better make our way to Gordon Head campus now.
Unfortunately, I have another gentleman who's going to be doing the photography for me, because we live in North Saanich.
Yes.
which is about 3 minutes from the ferry terminal. And by the time I get home and have a shower and pick up my wife and bring her in for the dinner.
Yeah. It's a quick turnaround, isn't it, with all of the events and then getting to the dinner.
It is.
You have to be there early for photographs.
I have to be there early, number one, and that's probably the reason. Otherwise, I think that people probably have enough time to, you know, get prepared for it. And I heard some of the fellows saying that they wanted to change to the tuxedos and what have you, so there'll be definitely a variety of dress this evening, which is nice. But you know, the nicest part about this whole thing is seeing our old friends. Oh, there's my wife. She's the only one who's got my number. Anyhow, I have to go.